Չորս շաբթի երեկոյան Մելբուրն ժամանեց հնդկահայ երգիչ Շեյն Հայրաբեթ։ Շեյն ծնած է Կալկատայի մեջ Հնդկաստան 1980 թվականին եւ ուսումը առած նույն քաղաքի մեջ։ 2001 թվականին սկսած է երգել եւ իր ժողովրդականությունը երթալով գշատնա թե Հնդկաստանի եւ թե հնդկական սփյուռքի մեջ, այս է պատճառը նաեւ, որ առաջին անգամ լալով հրավիրված է նաեւ Ավստրալիա։ Շեյն երգել տարբեր լեզուներով՝ Փունջաբի, Հինդի, Բենգալի, Անգլերեն, Սպաներեն եւ Իտալերեն։ Հետս կդարած հարցազրույցի ժամանակ, որ այժմ պիտի լսեք, խոստացավ երգել նաև հայերենով, հակառակորդ հնարավորություն չէ ունեցած հայերեն սորվելու։ Ավստրալիա ժամանելեն մեկ օր չանցած Շեյն իր առաջին հարցազրույցը տվավ SBS Transpiri Gayanin։ Լսենք Շեյն Հայրաբեդին։ Shane, welcome to SBS Radio's Armenian program.
Thank you very much.
Shane, first about your background. You have an Armenian surname. What's your connection to the Armenian community of India?
Well, my dad's Armenian, and so is my grandfather. My grandfather was born in Iran, and from what I gather, he served in the Iranian army back in his days. And my father's baptized in the Armenian church, and I was baptized in 1986 in the Armenian Holy Church of Nazareth. In Calcutta.
What about the Armenian community of India? Do you keep in touch with them? Or?
Yes, very much. I represent them sometimes when we have interfaith meet at the tomb of Mother Teresa, who I'm sure you know. And yes, we're all very well connected and in touch with each other. It's a closely knit community, and it is very small now. It must be about 300 or 400 of us left, but we are all very close to one another.
You had your education in Calcutta?
Yes, but not in Armenian. I've never had the opportunity to learn the language or to speak it or to even sing in it.
So do you come from a musical family?
Yes, very much. My dad was a singer and a guitarist. My uncle was a singer. My mom's got a beautiful voice, so does my grandma. The only one who doesn't sing in the family is my sister. She's the only one doing a PhD. She's the smart one.
In how many languages do you sing?
Well, there's English, there's Hindi, Punjabi, Bengali. I know one song in Italian. I know the Ave Maria in Italian. And Armenian I haven't learnt yet. But the next time you interview me on this radio station, I'll definitely know one song in Armenian.
Okay. So what music variety do you love to sing?
Well, what I do on stage, what I've been doing for the past 5 or 6 years is mainly pop. It's mainstream pop. Dance kind of music. And a lot of Hindi film songs, what we call Bollywood filmy music. Mm-hmm. All the hits from all the latest movies, the old ones, the remixes, famous stuff that goes down really well at weddings and parties and corporate events back home.
So India is a huge market. To make it to the top, what type of music is more widely accepted and loved by the public?
It's pop, purely pop. Punjabi mixed pop, Hindi pop, that kind of stuff. And especially if it comes off a movie label, because Bollywood is very big in India. Anything that comes out from a movie, irrespective of whether the movie's a hit or not, if the song has got good flavor, well, we don't really need good lyrics, we just need good music to dance to. That's what the Indians look for. They look for good rhythm, you know? Mm-hmm. Of course, lyrics do count in certain segments, but a good rhythm goes a longer way. So if the song's got good rhythm and good bounce and you can really tap your feet to it, it'll stay on the charts for a long time.
Do you have plans to be in Bollywood movies?
I haven't got any offers yet because of I have this slight accent problem when I sing. Sometimes you can make out, you know, that okay, he's an Armenian singing in Hindi. Sometimes, not always. So, well, actually, Bombay, I don't do a lot of shows in Bombay because Bombay already has a lot of their own singers. There are probably 3,000 or 4,000 singers like me. But where I come from in Calcutta, there are very few. And the whole city knows who these few are. So I think it's better to be a big fish in a small pond rather than a small fish in a big pond.
Oh, you're right. So do you have a band?
No, I do it all on my own. The music, we import the music from Bombay, from the studios. And it's all digitally edited to fit scale and to fit my voice. And that's it. I learn the lyrics and I belt it out on stage.
So you sang for the president of India. What was the occasion?
This was the summit of joy. What happens is once every 4 years, the Jesuits, which is an order of Christian brothers, the Jesuits, they hold the summit of joy once every 4 years. The last one they had in Sydney. The one that they had in Calcutta was in 2004, if I'm not mistaken. And the chief guest was the then president of India, Sri APJ Abdul Kalam, and the Reverend Father, the principal of St. Xavier's, who's a very, very dear friend of mine and who also is very fond of me. He asked me to compile a song by the famous Rabindranath Tagore, who is one of the founding fathers of culture in West Bengal and in India. And well, we took the Rabindranath Tagore passage and turned it into a song and gave it a melody and recorded it onto a CD, and I performed it live while the president and the chief minister and the governor and all were sitting on stage. And as soon as I finished singing, the president sent his bodyguard backstage to say that it was very well done.
Shane, tomorrow, Friday, you'll be performing at a Bollywood disco night.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, so what's a Bollywood disco night? So you got Bollywood, people think it's sort of Indian, and you got the disco.
Yeah, it's going to be out and out.
It's a mix.
Hindi-Punjabi, yeah. See, the music that comes out of Bollywood is played in all the discos all over India. So that's what you call a Bollywood disco night. It's going to be out and out filmy music. I mean, have you heard any of the latest Hindi film songs? They're hardcore punchy and bouncy. They're hardcore dance music. You know, it's amazing. You'd be surprised at the kind of music coming out of India. It's fantastic. It's mind-blowing. It's world standard, trust me.
And if someone makes in Bollywood movies, does it mean instant fame and fortune?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot and lot of money in Bollywood films now, yeah.
Do you have your own CDs, Shane?
No, and I hope to have them soon.
Shane, you'll be performing in Melbourne and Sydney. Do you have the details, dates and places?
Yeah, I'm performing in Melbourne on the 9th and 10th and in Sydney on the 17th. Tomorrow's the Bollywood disco night and day after is the concert.
Shane, you have performed in many countries outside India.
Yeah, that way I've been lucky. I signed a contract with the Kuoni of Switzerland, which is the world's largest travel agency, and SOTC of India. And I was in Switzerland for 2 years performing for all the Indians from all over the world in Engelberg, which is about 1 hour from the city of Luzern. And I've performed in Canada recently, in Kuwait, a lot in Bangladesh. I've performed in Bangladesh primarily with all the big Bollywood singers, big Bombay singers, and some international singers as well.
You mentioned Punjabi before.
Yeah.
Is that a language difference?
Yes, it is. Punjabi is a language from the north of India. They're a different race of people altogether. They are Indian, no doubt. But their music is absolutely brilliant. Brilliant. You can't listen to that music without some part of your body shaking with it. It's incredible. It's the best rhythm on the face of this earth.
Shane, thanks for the interview. Thanks for coming at SBS Radio. I know you just arrived yesterday evening. And is this the first interview?
Yes, it is.
Thanks very much, Shane, and all the luck.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. Okay, I'd like to take this opportunity, since this is my first interview over radio, to thank all the Armenians in Australia, and especially in Melbourne, and especially Father George, for so gladly advertising on behalf of Bradford and myself for the events that are coming up. And I look forward to meeting all these lovely Armenians at one of my shows. And it's going to be a good reunion. So thank you to all the Armenians for your help and support, and especially Father George. Thank you very much.